And let's now go live to the guy that Richard Harb, who's sitting right next to me, says is the crown jewel of Tennessee's recruiting class. When he broke the video down, he stands 6'5", weighs 220 pounds, hails from Norcross, Georgia. Jason Kroom now joins us on the show. And, Jason, good morning and welcome. Happy signing day 2012. And hey, how's it feel to be a Vol, man?
Oh, wonderful! I'm anxious to get up there.
You know, it's interesting to hear you say that because I look at you, and I've got a guy sitting next to me. I think an awful lot of his football knowledge, and he says that you are absolutely the guy with the goods. When did it dawn on you, Jason, that you were going to be able to play football at this level?
Actually, during my sophomore year, like, I was playing basketball and football, and I was ranked in basketball. Like, I thought I was going to go to college for basketball, and then I ended up getting my first offer my sophomore year from Auburn. And then I just set my mind to want to play college football.
What kind of basketball player are you?
I'm defensive. Like, every time I hit the ball, I try to dunk, but...
Hey, nothing wrong with that, man. You got to make some highlight reels, you know. Describe to me if you can. You on the football field. Do you? You're obviously a big, rangy guy. Who do you liken yourself after, Jason? Anybody you pattern yourself after?
I say Calvin Johnson.
Wow. Fashion yourself after Calvin Johnson.
He's a big receiver. I mean, he can move and he can go get the ball.
How are you in space?
I can be better at it, but really I just try to use my length, like try to stiff arm and keep running.
What do you feel like you have to get better at to excel at this level?
Really everything, but specifically, I say my routes, like being a bigger receiver, it's kind of hard for me to get my hips down or something like on a route. But, I mean, I'm working on everything still.
Jason, you never wavered the entire time, did you, through this process?
No, because every time I was like, I hear something bad, I just call the coaches and they'll explain to me what's going on and what's true.
It's interesting you'd say that because I understand that, and I was just talking about this a second ago, but in this environment, there was a lot of negative recruiting that went on against Tennessee. Were you exposed to any of that? Were you exposed to the negative recruiting from schools that didn't quit on you?
Oh, yeah. Every school was telling me like that he was going to leave if like we had another bad season, so I just went to ask him myself. And then I'm talking about Coach Julie. And then when I spoke to him, he calmly explained that they gave him this job to, like, because they know he'd be patient enough to rebuild the program.
If you don't mind me asking, what schools told you that he was on borrowed time?
Oklahoma State, Arkansas. Those are the ones that popped in my head, like, as soon as you said it.
You know, and here you are at your age, you know.
Excuse me, I couldn't hear you.
Dre, we'll get Tony back. Did you ever have any offers much from the local schools, Georgia Tech, for instance?
No, neither one of them offered.
Hey, Jason, how much is that going to play into you trying to prove yourself in terms of the in-state school and maybe feeling a little overlooked?
I mean, I don't really worry about them. My whole objective is to be the best, like, in the first place. So I feel like it's their loss.
No question. But I know it's going to be a sweet opportunity for you to see Georgia every year on Tennessee's schedule, right?
Yeah, have a chip on my shoulder, especially for them.
Hey, I want to thank you for taking a few for us. And again, congratulations to you, man, on your big day. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Once again, I thank Jason Kroon.